posters.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Now would they? Now they would dig a hole and put.
Yes. Uh-huh. You get a and dig the hole, set the post in, and pack it down.
Uh-huh.
Then you tack your wire onto these posts.
I see. Well, what about anything of wood? Did they ever have any fences they made with boards or anything?
Well, yeah. Board fences.
Well, they had board fences?
Uh-huh.
What, pretty ones? Would those be the little white fences that you see?
Some of them would be what you call picket fences.
Picket fences. You know everything. Golly. You know all of everything.
Oh, Lord.
Did you ever see a fence or a wall or something made out of rock, loose rock? What would they call that?
Well, they call that a rock wall.
Rock wall. Do you know, now this is another country kind of thing. If somebody had chickens and they wanted the hen to keep laying in the same place, what would they put in the nest?
An egg. I used to have chickens.
Oh, you had chickens here?
Yeah, until the city stopped.
Oh, the city
Well, yes, it got to be, you couldn't do that in the city.
Well, did you put an artificial egg? You'd have an artificial egg?
Well, they used to use what you call a China egg.
China egg? Oh.
Yeah.
You know everything. I can't believe that. Good.
Oh, Mary, you can say.
You do. Do you know, China egg?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever knows that. I've asked people about that before, and they tell me they never heard of it.
An egg made out of China. Well, what would you use to carry water in? Pail, water bucket. Water bucket. Mm-hmm. What would it be made of? Tin. It'd be tin. A bucket, tin bucket. What we call galvanized bucket here. Yeah. Well, they just call it a pail. And they used to have wooden buckets.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about milk? To carry milk in?
Well, you carried it in a pail. You'd get a white pail, what we call galvanized.
Galvanized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nowadays,
those ones
that are made out of plastic, do you call them a bucket or a pail?
Well, you could call them a bucket. You could call them either one. It's for what purpose it's used.
Oh, it's for what purpose it would depend on.
Uh-huh. Now, some people milk their cows probably with that plastic, which you would call a pail, or you could call it a plastic bucket.
Oh yeah, depending on
how you use it.
A bucket, a pail.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could call a bucket.
That's right.
How about the kind of bucket that people would use to carry food out to the hogs? You know what?
You call that a slop bucket.
Slop bucket. Now, you don't tell me you had hogs here, did you?
No, I didn't have no hogs. Oh, damn it. No, I didn't have no hogs.
Okay. I believe chickens, but I don't believe you had any hogs.
No,
here.
I didn't have. But I did have ducks.
Oh, you did? You had ducks?
Yeah, I had ducks. Now, they make you stop keeping them, and you can't have them. Like the ducks that you see out on the highway where people live way out on number 10.
Yeah.
Well, they have a duck pond, but you can't have it. You can't have it in here.
In the city limits?
Mm-mm. They don't allow it.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What would you have fried eggs in? What would you use to fry eggs?
Frying pan.
Mm-hmm. I just couldn't think of it there.